Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz reporting live from the National Association of Plant Breeders annual meeting in Guelph, Ontario. I sat down today with Kevin Falk, a Canadian plant breeder currently studying in the U.S. Here's our chat.
My name is Kevin Falk. I go to school at Iowa State University, and I'm studying soybean breeding.
I understand you're from Carman, Manitoba. It's great to meet a fellow Manitoban. I'm from Winnipeg myself. I have to ask you, are you a Jets fan?
Go Jets, go. Yeah, I'm 100% diehard Jets fan. We didn't quite manage to bring home the Stanley Cup this year, but I think in 2019 it might be our year. Yeah. So yeah, I'm from Carman. It was great growing up there. Played a lot of hockey, a lot of other sports, and I reflect back on my time in Carman very fondly.
So how did you end up in Iowa? Can you sort of trace that journey for me from the beginning to what brings you here today?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Carman, you have access to a lot of research stations. Monsanto has a breeding station there. Pioneer has a breeding station. The U of M research farm is there. So as a kid, you get these opportunities to work in these summer jobs in these breeder stations. And from there, that kind of pulled me into going to the U of M, University of Manitoba, for my undergrad and then my master's degrees, in which I was working in canola, in the canola breeding industry after that, with first Monsanto and then Bayer. But being in the canola industry, I saw that there was this wave of soybean acres flowing northward, and I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to influence the expansion of soybean across Canada with an effort to make, you know, our farmers here in Canada more profitable. I contacted an old colleague who was my TA, and he got me in touch with a good friend of his. They were both wheat breeders in Swift Current, Saskatchewan for Ag Canada. And one thing led to another, and now I went to Iowa State to study under one of those formerly wheat breeders, Danny Singh, who was my advisor.
One of your big projects includes conducting a genetic scan of the diversity of root system architecture of soybean. Now, what is the value in researching this, and what are you finding?
Well, as we learned on the tour yesterday, the genetic diversity of soybean within North America is incredibly narrow, so we don't have a lot to build on. And what's very important in a breeding program is your genetic diversity. So I looked at it and I realized that we have a lot of these new tools that are at our disposal to improve this, from, you know, genotypic data to computer vision, machine learning, and other big data analysis tools. And, you know, the question I ask myself is, how can I utilize these tools to implement improving genetic diversity into a breeding program? And that genetic diversity, I was looking specifically with root and root traits, because we've been selecting for better plants for a century, but we never really look at the roots. We just look at the yield. So I built a pipeline in which we can evaluate and implement diverse or exotic soybean lines from around the world. First, I screen thousands of plants in the growth chamber. I take images through various time points as these seedling roots grow, and then I use a machine learning algorithm and some other in-house built softwares that we built at Iowa State, and I'm able to extract these meaningful root traits and observe how roots develop over time. And then from there, we moved out into the field, and we did the same sort of thing. I grew hundreds of plants in the field. We dug them all up, and we developed, together with a collaborator at Iowa State, a 3D root scanning system, which takes images or scans from all the way around the root with multiple cameras. And it composes regenerates this 3D-like model. So the grand idea is to use the genotypic data that we have and evaluate using genomic selection algorithms to predict what diverse genotypes there may be around the world through the tens of thousands of lines that we have access to, and first grow them in a 2D environment, then select the ones with the desirable root traits in that 2D environment, move them into the field, conduct further assessments before eventually integrating those root traits of interest into our breeding program and making better beans for North America, expanding that soybean germplasm, that diversity.
Wow, that is quite the project and quite the long-term vision for the future of soybean. And as you sort of look ahead, a big theme this year of the NAPB meeting is training the next generation of plant breeders. Starting as a high school student, you worked with breeding programs at Bayer and Monsanto, and you've also been the recipient of a whole bunch of travel awards and a first place oral presentation award for a research talk you did at the University of Manitoba Plant Science Symposium. That's a pretty full slate, pretty hectic schedule, and you must have obviously a lot of passion, a lot of drive for this. Where does that come from, and what's your advice to other young breeders as to how they can really find their niche and keep themselves motivated on a daily basis?
Well, at the start of this conference, we were lucky enough to have Monsanto and Corteva sponsored this graduate leadership conference workshop. And so we did these personality tests, these DISC personality, and I'm an I in the DISC, the D-I-S-C. And that stands for influencer. So some of the characteristics are as I'm optimistic, outgoing, creative, and passionate. So you kind of hit the nail on the head when you identified my passion. I love science, I love technology, farming, and working with people. So plant breeding was and is, I think, one of the perfect fits, of many fits that could be for me. The advice that I would have for younger scientists is to identify your own passion and leveraging your innate skills and everything that you love to do to follow that passion. And don't stay still too long. Like, movement is life. Always be learning, creating, and adapting. And most of all, put your relationships first, both personal relationships and professional. Keep up with old friends and use conferences like these to build new friendships that could extend for the duration of your career. I know I've done it myself at this conference. And the extent of legacy knowledge of older plant breeders or more experienced plant breeders that are here have defined the industry, and that knowledge is available to us beginners at these conferences. So ensure that you're networking and take the opportunity to tap their shoulders and tap on their experience. They are as passionate as we are to share their experiences.
Congrats on being a Borlaug Scholar this year. It's obviously named after Norman Borlaug, who made a huge difference in plant breeding and in the world in general. What's the one difference you want to make? How would you like to change the future of plant breeding through your own work personally?
It's tough to compare yourself to Norman Borlaug. Yesterday we had a breakfast. All of the Norman Borlaug scholar mentors were there, and a lot of them shared these personal stories that they had with Norman. And to us students, he's kind of a mythical or legendary figure, and not something that we can really compare to. So I don't think I could ever make the impact that he has on the world with the Nobel Peace Prize and everything else he's done. But, you know, if I can make my grandpa proud of me, I think I'd call my career a success. But in the near term, what I'm really interested in doing is, you know, putting together these cross-disciplinary teams of experts. You know, we have plant breeders and geneticists, but adding engineers, data scientists, agronomists, all together working collaboratively to solve some of these problems and the future problems that plant breeding and farming has as a whole. I'm really passionate about Canadian agriculture, and I'm passionate about seeing the farmers and my family of farmers be successful.
Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.